To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
It all starts with just one thing. March is a great month to start using your car less. Set up a carpool, use public transportation, or walk or bike to close destinations. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Best or nothing.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A Radio.com sports station. WSCR at HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Join Coach Fitz in the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Patrick Kane is second in the NHL in scoring, but Kane and the Hawks have to play perfect hockey down the stretch for a chance at the playoffs. The Blackhawks and Sabres over at the UC tonight. Cubs injured closer Brandon Morrow will miss April, but he dropped by the Mullion Haw Show this morning.
Where are you right now health-wise?
Really good, just behind, unfortunately. I'm kind of on a normal throwing progression. Just happened to start it a month later than I did last year. I think I'll be off the mound in less than 2 weeks, so looking forward to that. But yeah, everything's been on schedule as we've had it planned and feeling good.
Morrow had a 1.47 ERA and 2.97 FIP in 35 games last year. At Sloan Park, John Lester will make his third spring start against the Rockies. It's Carlos Rodon's turn as the Sox host the Brewers. College hoops, Illinois hopes to avoid a season sweep by Indiana. The Missouri Valley Conference tourney kicks off tonight, Illinois State versus Evansville. And at day one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Rafa Cabrera-Bello is 7-under, Keegan Bradley 2 shots back. This update was brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And the Scores text line is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate. MegaPros.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Builders Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
That was fast. We've already reached the midpoint of this show on which we talked about the new rules regarding MLB lineups having to be sent to Las Vegas before anybody can know about them as part of the deal with MGM. The commissioner said, you send me the lineups and I'm going to zap them over somewhere before you can tell anybody else. And basketball stuff, I actually praised the Bulls and the offense that they were running through Zach LaVine playing some actual big boy basketball last night. LeBron James passed Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list, and Rajon Rondo wanted to sit on the courtside seats that were not part of the bench.
And we've got a new favorite Cubs farmhand in Johnny Field.
Yep. Number 83. Yes, and we also talked football with Ian Rappaport.
So, The world waits for Zion to return, and it might take until the ACC tournament to get there, but I don't know. Do you follow Zion on Instagram, Dan? Are you on there yet?
I'm not on Instagram. I do not follow Zion Williamson.
We're going to get you on Insta for a big Scorehouse dinner tonight.
I'm not enough of a Zionist
That's
yet.
What we got to do.
Somewhere Theodore Herzl is looking at what shoes he's wearing.
So speaking of the shoes, Zion was on Instagram Live last night playing a little video games. It looks like he was playing a little NBA 2K. And instead of wearing the Nike apparel that is sanctioned by Duke University, that he's got to play in games, and the shoe that he blew out was a Nike, he's playing in full-on Adidas gear.
Oh, wow.
And it has sparked all sorts of controversy. I think he should just lean into the Nike brand and relaunch a revamped, an indestructible, unbreakable shoe. This is made for Zion, all that kind of stuff. But he seems to be leading toward Adidas, and he's trolling on Instagram.
Yeah,
Zion
what was our
trolls.
Idea? Create a shoe called the Blowout Z?
Yeah. Yeah, something that we up until now, we thought shoes were made the best here at Nike, but we hadn't met Zion. He blew right through the seams. But now we've got an indestructible shoe made for one of the best basketball players on the planet, and Zion only wears Nike. Something like that. Apparently, he's like, nope, three stripes for me. I'm good to go.
Picture $75,000 worth of beef tenderloin.
Oh, yes.
$75,000 worth. Seriously, picture that.
That's a truck.
At the wholesale level. 42-year-old Billy Wethington in Louisville, Kentucky, was arrested Friday and charged with, this is the best part, theft by unlawful taking, as opposed to theft of any other kind.
How else do you do it?
This is theft. Theft by unlawful taking. Ah, you mean theft. Police say that Wethington worked at a business, and they did not disclose the name of the business, during each shift. He was accused of shoving 8 to 10 beef tenderloins into a garbage bag and putting it in his vehicle. An arrest citation says Wethington was captured on surveillance video stealing the beef. Court records show the business lost more than $75,000 and up to $100,000 over the course of 8 months. Police didn't initially reveal what he did with the beef that he is accused of stealing. I don't know how you fence beef. I do know that when Terry and I were on a remote in some far-flung western suburb, we did have a man approach who was randomly selling meat out of his car. Must have been a somewhat similar situation.
You can't trust that.
Of course not. You can't eat that, regardless of how good it is. You don't want to buy or eat stolen meat being sold to you in a
horrible
in
business
a bar,
plan.
In a bar, and they have to go, hey, want to buy some meat? Like, what do you mean? I got a bunch of steaks I'm trying to sell.
Are they cooked? No, they're raw.
And they were kind of warm. It was bad.
It's disgusting. So Stoke City has a striker named Saido Berraino. And he had a bad day just the other day. Berraino appeared in London court on Wednesday morning to plead not guilty to a drunk driving charge stemming from a February 18th arrest. His defense for the drunk driving charge, by the way, is that he needed to escape a gang of armed robbers who stole his watch.
Okay.
So that's something. However, while he was in the courthouse, and obviously he's a big-time soccer player, so he's being followed by some of the London paparazzi. And as he's exiting the courthouse, he walks out, and it's all documented in photos and videos. He walks out to find London police ticketing his Mercedes-Benz AMG GT coupe worth about $150,000. So Berraino thinks so highly of himself that not only is he allowed to do whatever he wants to escape a gang of robbers that probably didn't exist in the first place, he's allowed to park illegally.
It's like a Ryan Lochte kind of thing?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And by the way, it's not as though he's like parked in the red zone or the white zone or the unloading zone or in front of a fire hydrant or whatever. He's parked the wrong way on a one-way street. Everybody else is parked that way. He's parked going the other way. That is a rough day for one Saido Berraino, and he probably deserves every parking ticket he's got.
That is not a bad day.
this is a bad day. Meet billionaire diamond trader Ehud Arye Laniado. You met him, and that's all you get, because he's dead. This billionaire diamond trader, he died during penis enlargement surgery in Paris. He was in an unidentified private clinic on the Avenue de Champs-Élysées when complications proved fatal. There was a substance injected into the organ that was to be enlarged, and he had a heart attack, and he died.
Should have just used a penis mightier.
Then the sword. A friend of Mr. Laniato's who wished to remain anonymous said he was always focused on his appearance and how others perceived him. They called his nickname was the Argentinian. That's what they called him because he looked like a tango dancer. He's a Israeli-Belgian or Belgian-Israeli, and he apparently was immensely insecure. According to his friends, he said he was very, very focused on his appearance, worried about how he was perceived. He said the only time he forgot about his lack of height was when he asked his accountant to read out his bank statement, which he was asked to do multiple times per day.
Oh, my God.
He reportedly owned the most expensive penthouse in Monaco, worth more than £30 million, a house in the L.A. suburb of Bel Air, where he would drink bottles of Chateau Margaux with models and celebrities. Well, it turns out...
How does he wait that long to have that done if it's that insecure? If he's that insecure about things?
Maybe it was a certain...
If he's got billions of dollars, why not get that done earlier?
I don't know. Maybe it was a certain kind of procedure that hadn't been developed, and he's...
Maybe it wasn't the first procedure he'd gone in for.
Yeah, maybe it was...
Maybe for years he'd been searching, you know, like climbing mountains in Tibet, looking for secret ancient things that would make you a little bit larger.
Then, Leon is getting large. And then he went in for a touch-up, and then maybe it's like, oh, just stick a needle in here. Ooh! And then he's no more.
Sorry, that was the death needle. Not the enlarger.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, I was dead. Oh, yeah.
It was
the enlarger, or did you want death?
I told the intern to label these.
Penis bread.
You are going to help me out on this.
Yes.
And in fact, Rick and Jay might have to help out as well. I'm having trouble understanding what Famous Dave's CEO, Jeff Crivello,
your guy,
is up to here. Yeah, he's my guy. So the barbecue chain Famous Dave's is going to invest in ghost restaurants that don't actually exist. The restaurants, according to the takeout,
feed ghosts.
The restaurants will have a different name from Famous Dave's and will exist only on Grubhub. But the food will all be prepared at Famous Dave's locations and then delivered. The as-yet-unnamed chicken chain won't have any brick-and-mortar locations, but will solely focus on delivery. Nobody will know it's coming from Famous Dave's, Crivello tells the takeout. Ghost restaurants aren't unusual in the delivery-obsessed restaurant landscape, apparently. I figured you might know something about this. There's a Forbes piece that explains that ghost restaurants, comprised just of a commercial kitchen, have a lot less overhead than traditional restaurants with dining rooms. There's no front-of-the-house staff. There's no decor, plates, or silverware, or flair, or anything like that. Smaller physical footprints translates to lower rent. So I guess this is something that
it's a great idea.
Couple of restaurant chains, even in Chicago, are leaning into this idea that you would just create a restaurant in a smaller space, kick out a bunch of food, send it out in delivery, and you've got yourself a business model that doesn't include the sit-down portion of the restaurant.
You could even find a way to use unused or underused kitchen space at existing restaurants where your investment is minimal.
So
by the way, it's sort of like how the Tribune prints the Sun-Times, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why Famous Dave's, I guess, is getting into it. You've got all these, you know, smokers and stuff that I would imagine make the ribs, so some of the actual ovens and burners and whatnot probably go unused for long portions of the day. They're able to cook something else. I'm just glad that somehow they were able to find the overhead to get into this kind of thing. You know, you need an outlay of cash from some unfortunate circumstance to get yourself into some of these shadow ghost restaurants, and
I don't know what happened.
Somehow they got it. I don't know.
The branding aspect, too, for maybe a place like Chick-fil-A, where there might be some people that would have a moral obligation, you just throw it under a different name.
Good call there, too.
my problem sometimes is I look at these stories and I intend to do the story as it is, and then I can't because I'm an idiot.
Sure.
This is the headline here, and it's a really cool story about some winemakers in Oregon all coming together. They're usually competitors, but they're coming together as a consortium because there was, you know, in the wildfires, and I really didn't think about this because of the number of wildfires that were in wine country. The Klondike Fire burned over 175,000 acres in July in Oregon, and what happened is many of the wineries are not following through on purchase contracts with the grape growers because they're rejected for smoke taint. And there are certain compounds that can be in the wine.
Did you say smoke on radio?
And unfortunately, these grapes have smoke taint. And then,
unfortunately.
And then I'm wondering if you can't, like, walk in and think, you know, you order, there's nothing like it, you know, a nice Sunday brunch, there's some thinly sliced smoke taint, right? You know, you got your pastrami, you got your tongue,
right?
A properly prepared order of smoke taint in and of itself.
It's a subtle flavor.
Yes, you don't want to necessarily reject. And see, this is my problem.
Properly aged, it's quite good.
When I start reading some of these things, this is some really good smoke taint. It's a great taint this year, Grandma. Yep. Yep, really put the time in for the
secret family recipe we've been trying to get for years.
Traditional family smoke taint.
From the old country.
Do you remember the Mr. Show episode where, you ever see that one where he ends up on the cover of Taint magazine?
No.
He's like, it's like a Boogie Nights kind of thing. You don't remember that? We have to stop this right now, I think.
Yeah, it's probably giving Rick conniptions.
No!
That is the Midday Midway, and somehow they let us do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight
Show.
Not
for long. Oh, we have Wacky Drill, I think, by the way.
We do have Wacky Drill. We'll set it up for you when we get back. There's a jug machine out on the mound and hitters assembled to take some whacks at it.
I don't know what's going on, but I know we have to hear from a pitching coach, too.
That we do. We haven't heard from Tommy Hotovy much since he was named Cubs pitching coach. Schmully and Haw had him on this morning. In case you missed it, we'll bring it back for you. We are live at Sloan Park where it's Scorehouse Week. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
And Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Live from Sloan Park, Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach. How close are we to just getting to a point where we really never see guys go three times through an order?
The numbers don't lie. When those guys are rolling and they're right, there's no one better to have in the game than the starting pitchers.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Skydiving. This is amazing.
Yeah, but you know what else is amazing? An iPhone 6S for just $49 at Metro.
Really?
Imagine streaming all the way down with that amazing camera.
I'm switching.
That's smart.
You know what else is smart? Parachutes.
Woo!
Switch to Metro and get an amazing iPhone 6S for only $49. Metro by T-Mobile. Phone offer requires port-in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball? Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Come to the Home Depot this month, and you'll learn a thing or two. Actually, three, with three free do-it-yourself workshops. Learn about year-round essentials for your lawn, like the best grass seed and fertilizer for your location. Learn how to install a ceiling fan, even how to install a tile backsplash. See, it's never too late to learn something new. Register today at homedepot.com/workshops for a do-it-yourself workshop near you. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, Fashion Hotline. Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com. Valid 3-4 to 3-14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
5 hours. Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go, to the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
I want for my children and my grandchildren what all Illinoisans want, to provide for themselves, provide for their family, an opportunity to get ahead in life.
Mike Madigan, fighting for our neighborhood, always has, always will.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant. We were talking a lot the last 2 weeks on the show about the like Edgertronic stuff and the Rapsodo stuff. Mm. Have you looked at any of that for your own swing? I know some hitters are using it, some aren't. Are you interested in it at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the cage. I use it. I don't... So, you said the launch angle thing, and it's like I'm always talked about in the launch angle, but it's like I don't go up to the plate until myself, I have to hit this ball at 30 degrees in the air.
You know, but you always say you're trying to hit the bottom third of the ball.
I hit the bottom third of the ball because the pitcher, my whole life there in the dugout, everybody's like, get a ground ball, get a ground ball. Like, no, I don't want to do that. If you're trying to get me to hit a ground ball, I'm obviously going to try to hit a line drive, high line drive, fly ball in the air. You know?
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant. What's your next step with like talking to a new hitting coach like Post is, like Anthony Iposi? Do you say, hey, here's what I found. Make sure I keep doing this. Is that something that you keep in your own head? Like, what's your dialogue with the new hitting coach like in that regard?
It's definitely something that, I mean, I like to keep a lot of the stuff in my own head because, I mean, Post is great. I tell him all about that. But sometimes I just kind of, I feel like if everybody has different thoughts about hitting, and if you feel one way about your swing and you kind of say it to someone else, maybe they don't perceive it the way you perceive it, and then it kind of just clouds your head even more. So like if I come up with a swing thought that works for me, you know, I'm not gonna just go out there and shout it to everybody, because I'm like, this works for me right now. I don't want anybody to tell me it doesn't.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1,
only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It all starts with just one thing. Get back to basics this month. Stock up on reusable bags for the grocery store and be sure to recycle paper, bottles, and cans. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant.
Like I'm always talked about in the launch angle, but it's like I don't go up to the plate and tell myself I have to hit this ball at 30 degrees. Everybody's like, get a ground ball, get a ground ball. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He's been doing really well. I tell you, Webster the other day was unbelievable over in Cincinnati. Ryan, yesterday, Ryan's throwing the ball. He just throws nothing but ground balls.
Sure.
He's got an extreme angle. He's got like one of the most extreme angles from a lefty throwing into the plate among all major league pitchers, and he's a heavy ground ball guy. We got a lot of interesting young pitchers out there. Norwood's got a great arm. You said Maples. Norwood's got a wonderful arm also. There's others I'm just blanking right now, but we have a lot of good arms. Everybody's talking about the bullpen. Believe me, man, with good health, this is going to be an outstanding bullpen.
Joe Maddon. He joined us yesterday. He's going to join us every Tuesday at noon this baseball season on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. One of his new lieutenants is pitching coach Tommy Hottovy, and he, in his appearance on the Mully and Haw show this morning, was asked about this very traditionally constructed Cubs pitching staff with starters expected to go a third time through the order.
I think there's definitely teams that make that a priority, and there are, the numbers don't lie. You know,
right.
There are times where the third time through the order, you know, teams hit or see pitchers for that third time. So there is some merit there, but as Joe kind of hit on in that little opener there, when those guys are rolling and they're right, there's no one better to have in the game than the starting pitchers. And we're fortunate to have such veteran guys that have had a lot of experience, guys that have had experience going 7, 8, 9 innings. If they're rolling and they look good and their pitch counts are clean and they've had clean innings and they're really comfortable, you know, sometimes it takes in that fourth and fifth innings when they really start hitting their stride. So, you know, I think it's even more important for the managers now, who may get pressure to say, hey, if the third time through the order, we got to pull this guy, to be able to take a step back, assess the situation, assess the pitcher, and see how he's feeling, and then give him the vote of confidence. Hey, you're rolling. Let's keep this thing going.
Tommy, it's a big job, and I think it's fascinating how you got here. 5 years ago, you suffered a shoulder injury. You kind of, you're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it, at Boston U, Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah.
And then you sort of, you join the Cubs organization, and here you are 5 years later, the pitching coach, looking young enough to, you could come running in for in the seventh inning if the, you know, how.
Put yourself in.
How unlikely is it that you are in the role that you're in, and how prepared are you for this challenge?
The unlikelihood of it, it's just the, maybe the fact of how soon this all kind of came together. You know, I never had the stuff that John Lester had and Cole Hamels have. So I was fortunate enough to play for 11 years, you know, mostly in the minor leagues, but to get a little bit of experience in the big leagues. But I did that by evolving, by learning, and by talking to guys, picking their brains, coaches, players, opposing hitters. You know, I didn't have the talent that the other guys had. So for me to survive as long as I did, I had to be able to adapt. And one thing that I've learned working in this position now as an analyst and advanced scout and stuff is continuing to evolve and continue to adapt to how the game is changing. And, you know, for me, being able to be part of this organization for the last four and evolving, and I had always said my original point to get into this role was not to be a pitching coach. It was to help guys get better and help this team win. The role evolved into one where people finally like kind of felt that I could be a pitching coach, and then the players have the confidence and the trust in me and our staff of what we're trying to do. So it was more of a just an evolution of how this game has evolved and how I personally evolved with it and how our players are evolving.
What grade
with
did
it.
You get?
And you know, it was like one of those completion courses.
I passed.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was
that's good.
I was a finance major in college, and
wow.
I had an economics minor. So a lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
How do you adapt that to the older veteran player? Right, and I mean, you have a lot of veterans on this staff. When you go to John Lester and start explaining, if he's asked about it, he will pop. So how do you have to distribute the information you have?
The biggest thing for me is just helping. One, you have to know the player, so you have to know what kind of pushes their buttons and what nuggets they need to take. I don't need to sit with John Lester and show him all these numbers and all these graphs and all these different things. All he needs is the info.
Mm-hmm.
Like just tell me what you got, and we'll take it from there. Or show me the video, and we'll take it from there. You know, John will, for as much as he is the comments and the things he says, we've had a great relationship. I've known John, you know, coming up to the Red Sox organization. We played together in 2011. So he's always, for everything he says, he's one of the most He's one of the hardest working, most diligent, but also a guy who's constantly looking for a new edge. He's constantly pushing himself to get better, and all of this information, and he knows all this information helps him. It's just presenting it the right way.
Each guy's different, and you have so much at your disposal these days. You've got all the cameras we could spend the next couple hours talking about. You've got all the data at your disposal. How do you strike a balance between individual pitchers and how to address maybe it's talent versus technology? Because some guys maybe are mechanical, or some of the guys maybe just don't have the physical ability, versus how you can help them maximize that potential with the technology at your disposal.
Yeah. I think one of the big misconceptions about this type of technology that we use and we have at our disposal is that it gets pitchers thinking about too much stuff. Think about, I talk to guys about it this way. If you didn't have this information, if you didn't have cameras and technology to help you, what are you doing the rest of the time? You're thinking on your own, which is sometimes even worse, trying to figure out in your own head. All this helps us do is see those things that much faster. Guys, I've said it for a while now too, I'm not going to know more about John Lester than John Lester, Cole Hamels.
Sure.
They're their best pitching coach. So the best way to help them make the adjustment that they want to make is to show them. And that's what all this technology is. Once you show them, boom, the light bulb clicks, something clicks for them. Now it's, okay, now I know what I need to do. The big misconception is that, okay, it shows them all this data and all this information, and they start thinking about it. A lot of it is actually simplifying things for them and giving them that one nugget that now they can focus on and take to their next outing or the next bullpen.
Guys are always trying to get better, and they're always coming up with different ways to do it. The most bizarre thing I heard this year is Cole Hamels has a posture coach. And I immediately pictured him with a book on his head trying to walk out to the mound without... What is a posture coach, and would you recommend it for an aging man?
And you're sitting up straight very nicely there, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to keep my shoulders back. I know. You know, it's funny. So you guys see, you know, hitters in baseball movements, unlike a lot of other sports, are very one-directional. Football, it's a lot of athletic movements, forward, jumping, power, basketball the same way. Baseball is very rotational. So pitchers throw the same way all the time. Most hitters swing the same side every time. So you develop muscles differently than you would in a different sport. So a lot of what our guys are doing now is trying to balance that back out, kind of like unravel after you've thrown 120 pitches in a game in an outing. So you kind of have to unwind. And so what these posture coaches help you do, and along with our trainers and our strength and conditioning staff and everybody, is just kind of help rebalance everything so that way you can recover quicker and you can kind of get, you know, back to your feeling like yourself sooner after the game.
All right, so you're smart, you're personable, you fit, your credentials – nobody's going to question those in a clubhouse. But, you know, this is Chicago, and we're a bit nuts.
Yeah.
And so the first time, you know, Tyler Chatwood gets walks three hitters, or the first time Yu Darvish goes out in the second inning and maybe gets knocked out of a game, the reaction will be an overreaction. And the aspect of your job will become a lot more public than probably it has been when people didn't know how to spell your name.
Right.
How prepared are you for that element of this role?
You know, I tell the guys this, I'm here for one reason, and that's to help them get better, and that's it. All the other things that come with this position, good or bad, are, you know, kind of irrelevant for me, as long as we're progressing the way I feel and our organization feels we need to progress. And in the end, no matter what I do or what our staff does, the good things that happen with our guys, when you see a guy like Tyler Chatwood, the way he's pitching right now and how he feels, they're deserving of those accomplishments. It's not because of what I did or what our staff did. I mean, we can present things to them, but when they go out and they work hard and they develop these new mechanical things that they're working on, yes, we've been a part of it, but it still takes the player to be. And so they deserve all the credit for all the success that they're going to have. And, you know, if some of that, the blame falls on us, then great. Because we know I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games, and that's it.
Tommy, when you hear Yu Darvish say that his stuff is better, it's the best it's ever been, that he feels... Now, obviously, here's a guy that had some confidence issues even a year ago, was worried about fitting in. Now he's out, and he's not using a translator. He's speaking more English and fitting in a different fashion. And then when you hear that kind of confidence, I imagine that's the point you want to get everyone to, because sometimes believing in it makes it even better than what it is.
Yeah. It's when you... you always hear those kind of lines, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. It all kind of goes together, and there's a comfortability factor. No matter any time you go to a new team, and I played with four different organizations down my career, you're constantly learning new people, and you're learning new cities, and there's it takes time. It does take time. And then when you put the added pressure of a contract or a stigma of being like the next big thing, or you know, being the number one guy or whatever, there it takes time. And his comfortability level now within our organization, with all the staff, with myself, with the players, and how open he feels to be able to go talk to everyone on his own and do the interviews in English, all of that are great steps for him, you know, going into this season.
Comfortability is the word used more than once by Tommy Hottovy. In the bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The first place Chicago Wolves will host the second place Iowa Wild this Saturday night at Allstate Arena. The first 1,000 kids will receive a doll accessory courtesy of American Girl. And for the 25th anniversary season, enjoy rolled back concession pricing. I don't know exactly what that drill was that the Cubs just completed. Mm-hmm. It appeared to be signals for different kinds of bunt plays, different opportunities with different runners on base. I saw signs go in. I saw a ball dropped into a pitching machine and bunts laid down with certain rules for the base runners.
Was the pitching machine, was it configured to throw a little junk? Was it? That was dancing a little bit on those hitters, yeah?
I don't know if it was or not, because whoever was dropping the ball into the machine was coming set and beginning a windup to allow the base runner to have some proper timing before dropping the ball into the machine.
It's from a full 60 feet 6 inches as well, so that's got the whole run of the pitching mound, too. I don't know. I don't know what that drill was. It was fun to watch, though.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get used to some signs or the way that they should expect signs to be given to them on the base paths in those situations.
I'm more and more convinced. After listening to Tommy Hottovy, too, with Mullion Hall, I'm more and more convinced that it's that's the leading edge of baseball development. It's the pitch shaping. It's the advanced pitching coach stuff that you're seeing a whole bunch of franchises remake themselves in the image of that. That's bleeding edge.
It's the tunneling, and that's what he's talking about. That they think they've got more information than other teams do on how to get you out and what they need to do. There's so many variables. There's so many moving parts that, you know, when you hear that Chatwood didn't walk anybody, and you start thinking,
hey,
if there's some reclamation there, that would be like a dredging up a sunken ship and trying to, you know, sell off what you can or go through what you can for value.
Well, that happens, though. You know, whether it's somebody you've signed in free agency or a prospect that kind of like Courtney Hawkins, who we saw the other day, is just he's still 25, and you kind of forget that he's still 25. Prospects you can't let go of. The idea that just there's this one thing he does well, and you've got to get that one thing working at a major league level, and boom, you've got somebody that's viable. You've got found value again after spending, you know, whatever draft pick you spent him on or whatever dollar you've spent in free agency to get this guy back into the organization. Some guys you just can't quit.
There's more information that's coming out regarding the new MLB rule about processing lineups as this debate is creeping into the Twitter sphere a little bit. Well, this is the official statement from MLB, following Craig Calcaterra over at Yahoo. He says, "We are updating a number of our procedures to reduce integrity risks associated with the expansion of sports betting in light of the Supreme Court's ruling last May," the commissioner's office said in a statement. "The Supreme Court invalidated a federal law that barred sports betting in most states. One new procedure is that we now ask clubs to submit starting lineups in a uniform fashion in order to reduce the risk of confidential information being tipped. This approach mirrors those of international sports leagues in more developed betting markets." I just don't know what this does to stop someone who has the inside information.
Would you then look for discrepancies? If the lineup is sent prior to the game, it's some, I don't know, whatever the envelope is, the window is for when you have to submit them, but you submit them.
Somebody at some point is going to have whatever you think it is, everything the actionable information is, somebody is going to have information that is of some perceived value before others have.
So then will teams have to justify the lineup changes? That's the next question then. You'll have to actually have some sort of like the NFL did, and this is why they did it, some sort of injury status, whether it's questionable or probable or why a guy was removed for a lineup. You're going to have to justify all of those things if indeed this is information that's valuable.
Here's what Calcaterra says. He goes, how does this stop someone from tipping a lineup? If I'm a compromised manager, how does not letting me give the lineup to the media or PR department stop me from tipping it? Doesn't this give me a 15-minute window in which only I know about it? He said, I'll confess I'm ignorant of the pros and cons of MGM or whoever having it all before others. Whatever they are, it seems that this is about pleasing a business partner, not any kind of integrity, given how full of crap Manfred's been on integrity since legalization.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there is a pleasing a business partner aspect to this, but I would also imagine that the lawyers at MLB just figure this is a good idea, that it decreases their exposure to probably some sort of safe or fair gambling practices that are going to be drawn up by individual states as it goes more and more nationwide. That's my guess at it.
This segment is brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Chicagoland. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location. Hoping for some Cubs surprises. Also looking forward to a conversation with Crane Kenny, the president of business operations. That is coming up in just a bit. 312-644-6767. We are Bernstein and McKnight. You have the score.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand a lot about where it happened.
I used to go down there with a 12-gauge shotgun and a Neapolitan Mastiff. The Robinson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Experience Burger Madness, the college basketball tournament, and Sam Adams Pints at Palmer Place on 56 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. If you buy any burger Monday through Thursday, the second burger is half price. You can also drink $3 pints of Sam Adams for all college basketball tournament games. To experience Burger Madness and the college basketball tournament, along with Sam Adams deals, go to Palmer Place in LaGrange. To check out menus and more information, visit Palmer's LaGrange.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball? Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Come to the Home Depot this month, and you'll learn a thing or two. Actually, three, with three free do-it-yourself workshops. Learn about year-round essentials for your lawn, like the best grass seed and fertilizer for your location. Learn how to install a ceiling fan, even how to install a tile backsplash. See, it's never too late to learn something new. Register today at homedepot.com/workshops for a do-it-yourself workshop near you. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, Fashion Hotline.
Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com.
Valid 3/4 to 3/14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing
amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go, to the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Skydiving. This is amazing.
Yeah, but you know what else is amazing? An iPhone 6S for just $49 at Metro.
Really?
Imagine streaming all the way down with that amazing camera.
I'm switching.
That's smart.
You know what else is smart? Parachutes.
Woo!
Switch to Metro and get an amazing iPhone 6S for only $49. Metro by T-Mobile. Phone offer requires port in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hi, Fashion Hotline.
Do jeans have an expiration date?
No, why?
My jeans are stretched out. Where can I get cute jeans that last?
That's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Even the new Rockstar with Never Quit Shape Retention. Your favorite fit now holds its shape and hugs in all the right places, wear after wear.
I need those today.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
I'm so there.
Go all in for up to 50% off all jeans at Old Navy at OldNavy.com. Valid 3-4 to 3-14. Select styles only. Excludes in-store clearance.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com. Sports. Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The famous Les Grobstein recorder.
On Elia?
Yeah.
I still have it. It still works.
Is it true that Paul Konerko made you a cash offer, a monetary offer for that recorder?
He wants the microphone, but we never talked about a monetary amount. He and AJ Pierzynski, whenever I would walk into the Sox clubhouse, especially AJ, he would start screaming across the clubhouse and he'd start quoting Elia. Don't even work. And he'd scream at the top of his, and those guys loved it. They had a ball with that.
How much would it take for you to sell that recorder?
We never talked about a figure. I did tell him.
You got one in mind?
I do, but I
can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay, understood. But he's going to have to downsize. That 14,000 square foot house in Scottsdale is going to have to get shaved down to 10.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sam.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Batting practice is underway at Sloan Park. Cubs getting ready to play the Colorado Rockies today right here. They had a full house yesterday. It is unbelievable, the density of that crowd yesterday. Very little space left on the berm, and they're paying almost full price for these tickets.
Yeah, man. A lot of these parks draw a good number of fans, but the Cubs have, they set a Cactus League record, I think, over the weekend when they played the White Sox. Nearly 17, I think, was the number I saw. That's a lot of people coming through to watch some baseball with Johnny Field playing left.
Our guy, number 83, Johnny Field. We got some deep cut Journey going in the background, too. I don't know. Is this pre-Steve Perry Journey?
Sounds like it. I didn't even know who it was because I couldn't. There was no Steve Perry soaring over the top.
Or it's maybe before he got the full-throated arena rock thing going. I know they went through a couple of singers, but... Yeah, this is...
I thought Steve Perry was there first. I know they'd gone to a bunch of Steve Perry sound-alikes afterward.
No, apparently there was a faction of the band that didn't like the lead singer, and they had Steve
Not
Perry...
Steve.
Well, Steve Perry showed up, and they passed... They said, who's this guy? They said, oh... This is his little Portuguese cousin or something. And then they secretly had him sing during soundcheck. Like, it was a secret tryout. They sort of sprung him on people, and then it was a coup.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it went down, and don't ask me how I know it, but I remember it was like a Behind the Music or something. I remember the installation of Steve Perry was not exactly a unanimous idea across the entire band.
Huh. I had no idea.
The more you know. You mentioned a lot of people coming through. That's going to happen tonight. Score House is having Score Banquet tonight. There are going to be private chefs. There are going to be Entercom executives. There's going to be Ron Coomer. And who knows what other people are, various and sundry names and faces are going to be dropping by.
Yeah, this is the formal event this evening. Did we put away all of the stuff that needs to be put away from Score House then? Were we able
to... That's a really good question.
...redistribute some of the artifacts and issues around the... I think probably we're fine.
I don't know.
We've had many, many gifts sent to Score House the week, though.
Yeah.
Some very odd gifts sent. Squirt guns, my personal favorite. Had some water guns delivered to the house using those. There was the pink flamingo that floats in the Score pool of Score House. That's been a good friend to me. Just going to hang out on that. It's a good place for a nap if you haven't knocked one out yet.
Yeah, you were out cold when I emerged from the casita. You were on a lounge chair, out completely cold.
Yeah, I had been, I think we all got a little Score Housed the night before, and it was time for a pretty good nap. I'd started to fall asleep, you know, outside in the sunshine, and realized it was a horrible idea because I was just going to get baked out there by the sun, and I moved myself inside and had a much more comfortable nap. Although it was nice to recharge before we went out to dinner as a show and talked a little bit about some random baseball things. And we got to talking about Dylan Maples, who's a reliever for the Cubs, and the Cubs fans probably know of him because of a ridiculous breaking ball that he throws with a really high spin rate. That's kind of this elite skill set in a very certain delivery, right? This is just one thing that he does at an exceptionally high rate of success, and the rest of it just haven't come along yet. And I got to thinking, you know, we were talking a little bit to Mick Gillespie, who broadcasts in the minors for the Cubs and has seen a lot of guys come through. And
He's a really good guy to talk to about something. Over time, has developed a real solid scouting sense.
I think we'll probably talk to Mick at points during the season. He is a good baseball talker. So I just got to thinking, you know, you covered minor league baseball. I covered a little minor league baseball, and we've all been prospect crazy in this town because both teams have gone through the rebuilds that the White Sox are going through and that the Cubs have gone through. So we learned to kind of consume prospects in a different way. But there's always that guy that you can't give up on. You know, at some point, he ages himself out but gets a second dip. For Cubs fans, it's a little bit different, a little more realized, because you had Rich Hill, you know, in the rotation as one of your top pitching prospects, and he fades away and disappears and comes back at age 36.
And why did he come back? Spin rate.
Because of spin rate. Because of an advanced eye put on his stuff. He dropped down a little bit, changed some arm angle, did some stuff that got him spinning the ball a little faster. But, man, I watched Dylan Maples, and apparently he's been pretty electric down here so far this spring. That's a skill set. That's that kind of guy that it's going to be really hard to give up on, because of how dangerous he can be when he's going well.
And there are some who have watched him in minor league starts, effortless 97. Mm-hmm. It's not just that elite slider. It's effortless 97. And if he spots the fastball, and that's been the difference, is without a well-located fastball, you don't earn the right to try out your filthy other stuff.
Right, and he disintegrated at points last season when he got a couple of shots at the major leagues, and there were a lot of walks, there were a lot of balls, but, you know, like you say, that's that easy heat that can be real devastating. Have you had a prospect lately that you just couldn't quit on? I remember back in the day, I was a big Matt Merton guy. It was really hard for me to quit.
I didn't think we'd hear that said.
Neither did I. I was like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. When he got traded over, Peter Gammons had a big write-up. Matt Merton, man, he's going to be that guy. I don't know if he's got 20 home run power, but boy, is there going to be a lot of doubles. I just never quite got there.
Yeah, can I be honest with you?
What?
That guy,
yeah.
When you saw his name and you saw him for the first time, and you just look at him in the uniform, who's just like this baseball-y looking, good-looking guy.
Fabio, he's selling jeans.
And you hear him speak, you're like, oh, wow, this guy's just got star written all over him. Kenny Williams.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. The guy just showed up like, oh, this is Stanford... You know, played football also, and look at this guy, and just couldn't play.
Yeah,
and like bad base runner, and
You're just like, come on,
but
man.
did you hold the torch for him for a while?
I kept thinking he was going to be good.
I was right there. I was drafting Matt Mertens in fantasy leagues and thinking, oh, that's a starting outfielder for way too long.
Yeah, I never had to invest in quite that way. But I just really was, as a White Sox fan, I was just very excited for Kenny Williams when he showed up. And, yeah.
Some guys are just really tough to put down. Some guys are really difficult to quit.
And then he went on to draft multiple iterations of himself.
He did. That was after he won a title.
Let's see. He was drafted by the White Sox in the third round of the 1982 amateur draft out of Stanford. Made his debut in September of 1986. The other guy?
So you weren't old enough to know better. You were old enough to, though, you know, really kind of hope. That was prime age then.
The other guy was Darryl Boston. And when Darryl Boston debuted, he again, it was like, oh, look at that guy. And you saw the swing, and you saw what he did to Charlie Huff when he arrived on his very in his debut, and he couldn't play either. Then you saw him. One of the most painful things you've ever seen was Darryl Boston hitting against a left-handed pitcher on one particular camera angle, and I forgot if it was WFLD or if it was Sports Vision, but there was one positioning of the camera where it literally looked impossible for him to hit a left-handed pitcher. Like he wasn't allowed to do it and was not given any way he actually humanly could.
I'm really hoping that White Sox fans get that same feeling when Eloy Jimenez hops into the box, where you go, oh my God, look at that guy.
Yeah, but he's actually and then
all of the similarities end, because I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be an absolute monster, and I am far from the only one who believes that way. There are a lot smarter people than I am that think that way. You're one of them, and tons of scouts all across the Cactus League are all about this kid. You, though, you had some enthusiasm for something very different last night.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the picture, you haven't submitted your captions for this photo from last night. It's just me talking to complete strangers
about
their food.
You cannot put the diminutive "just" in that sentence.
What?
You walked up to a table of complete strangers and demanded that they tell you in
because it all looked
detail
and smelled so awesome. I rocketed to my feet and I went over there. Wait, what's that? Tell me what that is. And she's like, "This is just the appetizer portion." I said, "That's just the appetizer portion? Okay."
So
we ended up getting that.
We did, and the whole thing was fantastic. Jay ordered the thing and did a terrific job. I took the photo. I put it out on Twitter at C1McKnight, at Bernstein_MCK. We have asked you, the Bernstein McKnight fan, to caption the photo, and you have come through. You have succeeded. There are some killer captions. We'll read through some of the best ones when we come back. We got a conversation with Crane Kenny a little bit later in the noon hour. Stick it right here. It's 670 The Score.
Live from Arizona, The Score's Bernstein and McKnight talk to Cubs star Chris Bryant.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant.
Like, I'm always talked about in the launch angle, but it's like I don't go up to the plate and tell myself I have to hit this ball at 30 degrees. Everybody's like, get a ground ball, get a ground ball. Like, no, I don't want to do that. If you're trying to get me to hit a ground ball, I'm obviously going to try to hit a line drive, high line drive, fly ball in the air.
Hear Chris Bryant's entire interview with Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com and radio.com at their new website at 56david.com.
I love shaving with Harry's because I'm winning the shaving game. I am getting exactly what I need, and I'm not paying for anything extra. You need to try this. You can join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. You can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3, plus free shipping. You got to do this. Use the code Chicago at harrys.com, and it's $3, and it ships for free. And you can realize that Harry's is going to give you everything you need, and they're not going to try to sell you things you don't. There's no gimmicks here. It's just a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades. There's no vibrating heads. There's no flex balls. There's no NASA-designed handles. That's all to make you pay for stuff you don't need. And all of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, you let them know. They'll give you a full refund. You're not going to need the refund because you're going to love your shave. For a limited time only, Harry's has this special offer because you're listening as a new customer. It's $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Chicago at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping.
Use the code Chicago at Harry's.com. Harry's.com, code Chicago.
Experience Burger Madness, the college basketball tournament, and Sam Adams Pints at Palmer Place on 56 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. If you buy any burger Monday through Thursday, the second burger is half price. You can also drink $3 pints of Sam Adams for all college basketball tournament games. To experience Burger Madness and the college basketball tournament, along with Sam Adams deals, go to Palmer Place in LaGrange. To check out menus and more information, visit Palmer's LaGrange.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Come to the Home Depot this month, and you'll learn